Phone Boy Speaks, episode 251, Something to Hide. Ladar Levinson was the founder of a service called LavaBit, which got shut down recently because he decided to pull the plug based on some, something from the U.S. government. And he was interviewed by Democracy Now!, and apparently Edward Snowden used his service. And here's the clip.
Ladar, you were the service provider for Edward Snowden?
I believe that's correct. Obviously, I didn't know him personally, but it's been widely reported, and there was an email account bearing his name on my system, as I've been made well aware of recently.
Glenn Greenwald also wrote, what is particularly creepy about the LavaBit self-shutdown is that the company's gagged by law even from discussing the legal challenges it's mounted and the court proceeding it's engaged. In other words, the American owner of the company believes his constitutional rights and those of his customers are being violated by the U.S. government, but he's not allowed to talk about it. Greenwald goes on to write, quote, just as is true for people who receive national security letters under the Patriot Act, LavaBit has been told they would face serious criminal sanctions if they publicly discuss what is being done to their company. Ladar Levinson, why did you start LavaBit?
Just to add one thing to Greenwald's comments, I mean, there's information that I can't even share with my lawyer, let alone with the American public. So if we're talking about secrecy, you know, it's really been taken to the extreme. And I think it's really being used by the current administration to cover up tactics that they may be ashamed of.
Yeah, what do you think? Certainly, they're going to great lengths, the government, to hide the fact that what they're doing is constitutional. I mean, the FISA court rulings saying that exactly what the government is doing is unconstitutional. You know, my elected officials can't look at it. Nobody in Congress is allowed to look at it. They're hiding the information, and of course, it's really hard to do oversight when we don't actually see the information and we're not being told what's going on. And of course, you know, what the government officials will say, this is being done in the name of national security. And we all know that that's a load of malarkey. We're not any safer. And in fact, we're probably putting ourselves at risk. We're also putting our freedoms definitely at risk because, you know, as this happens more and more of our freedoms slip away because the government just decides to take them, against the rule of law, by the way, which was, you know, we're supposedly a nation of laws, and clearly the government wants nothing to do with the laws except to keep the citizens in line, but they won't follow the very same laws that they pass for us. So yeah, the government is hiding something, and that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, and Ladar Levinson did the right thing, I think, of course, shutting it down, because that makes it it makes a statement. It would certainly be better if the Googles of the world did something like that, but you know, the Googles of the world are making too much money. So, and when you're, I guess, you know, when you're a company that big, you don't have you don't quite act principled. I mean, the whole "don't be evil" thing that Google says that they operate under. I don't think it's possible for a corporation to not be at least somewhat evil. I mean, there's different levels of it, of course, but certainly the bigger it is, and the more people that are involved, I think at some point it becomes difficult not to lapse into that. And I'd even say that for governments, right? I mean, once the government gets too big, then it starts doing things that are not in the best interest of the people. And so, yes, this is more of that. And yes, they're going to be secretive and hide what they're doing, because if people knew what they were doing, there might be a revolution. And that may still happen yet. I mean, there's plenty of people getting the word out there. All we can continue to get the word out using this sort of medium and many other sorts of mediums. And yeah, I think it's they definitely have something to hide.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.